I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. 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 I refuse. No. No.
Run! No! Get to the chopper!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Keep firing, assholes!
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
That was scary.
What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Scott, and I am maybe here by myself. Who knows?
I am Jake the Snake.
And, that didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
I
really didn't script it, so never mind. Screw it. Tonight, we are doing a couple of movies I've never seen before called Crank and Crank High Voltage, starring Jason Statham.
Yeah, so last week we had a bunch of Stallone impressions. Now some Statham impressions. Yeah, how do you like that?
It doesn't really sound like him, but okay.
Sounds like Pepe Le Pew after 100 cigarettes.
So, I don't have limited time today. I got a football game to watch, so we're going to start this show off.
Alrighty. So, a quick football talk then. Dan's up 19 points on me. Got a shit ton more players to go. But goddammit, fucking Eric Ebron scored me 0 points after a bunch of experts say start Ebron. Now Travis Kelce's gonna score a shit ton of points, like 20 or 30 points now. Motherfucker. Yeah, and I unfortunately lost to Nudie last week, but I'm still in the top 4. Oh, I still got a chance for the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not even really paying attention to fantasy anymore. I'm more focused on real life.
Yeah, well, while Scott's watching his Giants, I'm watching my Bears, even though half the team is on injured reserve and suspended.
Thanks for that win last week.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. First pass by the backup quarterback. Incomplete. Well, looks like it'll be pass interference. But whatever. As long as Mariota scores me a ton of points today, that's all I really care about.
I was really thinking about putting Cousins in, but I didn't know how well he was going to do against Dallas, and then he ended up scoring 30 fucking fantasy points.
Yeah. Thanks for that, because Stan had Dallas's defense, so he ended up scoring 0 points on defense. Ha ha! Alright, some news stories we got right here.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Deadpool 2's got its director now, and looks like it is David Leitch? However you pronounce it. Yeah, we never do good with name pronunciations on the show. Whatever.
We're not here to pronunciate people's names.
No. This guy is one of the directors of the Keanu Reeves movie, John Wick. Right there, you'll know it's going to be action-packed.
Well, especially with Reynolds behind it, you know he's going to have a hand in directing.
Oh, yeah. Get filmed to that, boys. They're probably not going to start filming until, like, early 2017, so. Yeah, which is in a few months, so. Next up, well, we got news about Strangers and its sequel. It just sounds like it's not happening. Yeah, it's been, like, nearly a decade since Strangers. You know, and everyone's been wondering if we're going to get a sequel at all to this movie. Doesn't sound like it's going to happen, but you know what? As I commented on a Facebook post about this story, not every great movie needs a sequel. If anyone's seen the movie Strangers, I say just let it end at that kind of ending. Just let it be more mysterious. Because, you know, you gotta admit, if they probably do a sequel, or maybe a bit more, we'll find more about these strangers. Why they do what they're doing. No, just keep it at that. That they're doing it just because these people are home. That's it. Any input?
No, I've only seen bits and pieces of the movie.
Alright. Yeah, that's the movie where Dennis from It's Always Sunny gets shot in the face.
Will we have something similar in this episode? Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe. Well, speaking of sequels that probably should never be, Hellraiser, I've lost count at this point.
That's 8.
Yeah, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, like I said, lost count.
Uh-oh. Odell's getting taken back to the locker room.
God damn it!
Oh, I had to say that because Jake's got Odell Beckham Jr. in the fantasy league.
Is he, like, on his own power, or?
Oh, yeah, he's running.
Okay, well.
He's going to go get checked out for concussion, probably. I don't have the volume or subtitles on, so I really don't know what the fuck's going on half the time.
Please, Odell, I need this win desperately. Okay, yeah, it says right here, tense movie in this franchise. Yeah, possibly getting a 2017 release. Can't wait to not see it or just watch it when I'm extremely bored. Have nothing else to watch. Okay, that's it for news stories. So now time for your favorite new segment.
Are you shitting me? Fuck!
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna go first with one of the best stories I have ever found. Alright, you ready? You're gonna see why I sent you that message, Jake.
Alright, go for it.
Man dies after sex with Scarecrow.
Okay.
I got all my news stories are short this week. In the east of Argentina, the lifeless body of a shepherd was found. The body of a man was found next to a scarecrow that was dressed like a woman. Lipstick, long-haired wig, and a strap-on dildo attached to it. It is suspected that Jose Alberto, 58, had sex with this object when he died. Officers visited the house in San Jose after the neighbors of the shepherd reported a strange smell coming from the home of Alberto. The police found the lifeless body of Alberto, and beside him was a scarecrow. A police spokesman told that she first thought there were two bodies. It was only when we realized that the man was laying next to a scarecrow. There were no signs of violence, and the police think the shepherd died during his last act with the scarecrow.
All right.
What do you think about that?
Somebody's lonely. Okay, then. Oh. Well, I only got one story this week, so let's see if that could top that. Man shoves 20-centimeter cable into his penis for pleasure.
Ow.
Doctors were forced to remove a 20-centimeter USB cable from a man's penis after he rammed it in for sexual pleasure. The unnamed man was allegedly drunk, you don't say, when he was pleasuring himself, but eventually sobered up and rushed himself to the hospital with his mobile phone's data cable still inside his manhood. I'm just looking at my USB cable. It's like, he stuck that in? Really?
That must have taken quite a while.
The patient from northwestern China's Shaanxi province? Yeah, another mispronunciation, whatever. It's said to have got drunk at his home one day, began using the internet to research several different ways to pleasure himself. And here is a extremely blurred photo. I'm not sure if I can unblur it, I'm not sure I really want to. The doctor who operated on him was quoted saying he found an online video that taught him how to sexually stimulate with a charging cable, so he inserted one into his urethra. When the patient arrived, he was in an incredible amount of pain. Surgeon spent an hour removing a white USB cable from his damaged urethra, cutting into three sections, and pulling it out. He is now recovering in a hospital, but the doctors did not say whether the man will suffer from any long-term effects to his organs. I'm going to guess probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking at my USB cable right now. It's like, he stuck that in? Really?
He stuck that thing in there.
Ah. Yep, just like my story about the guy putting the ring on his penis.
Lots of penis trauma from your end, I guess.
Yeah. If it doesn't belong in or around your penis, don't fucking put it there.
Oh my god.
Darwin Award winners, I tell you what.
Alright, well, next one. Woman drives around with dead body for months. A 57-year-old former real estate agent in Orange County befriended a local homeless woman for some months ago, and occasionally let the woman sleep in her car. At some point between 3 and 10 months ago, the homeless woman died, and since that time, the owner of the car has continued to drive around with the dead body propped up in the passenger seat. Police do not suspect foul play, and the unidentified owner of the car is not under arrest. When asked why she did not come forward to report the death, she said that she was concerned about telling the police about a dead body in her car. Police who found the body were responding to a complaint about a car that was blocking a driveway, and when they arrived, they noticed that the car was emitting rather peculiar and pungent aroma. After they saw what was inside, they broke into the car and discovered that what they say was basically mummified remains of skin and bones.
Ugh.
Although they reported a strongish smell. They say that the smell in the initial weeks after the death must have been unbearable. The owner of the car initially denied being aware of the dead body in the passenger seat.
Huh. Alrighty then.
What's with these old people getting into weird shit?
Hey.
Alright, I got one more. Employee deposited sperm in coffee colleague.
Hey.
Or something like that. He was madly in love with his pretty colleague, but the man, or the way he showed his affection for her, was inappropriate. For 6 months, Robert John deposited a blob of sperm in the coffee of his great desire. Therefore, he had to explain it to court in the state of Minneapolis. The employee in the tool shop said he was head over heels in love with his female colleague. According to court documents, he reportedly left body fluids behind at her workplace. The ball started rolling when the woman thought for a while that her coffee had a strange taste. The mystery got solved when she caught her colleague with his pants at his ankles. They immediately alerted the police, who questioned John. He admitted that he ejaculated from time to time in the coffee of his colleagues. Because it did not cause unwanted physical contact, he was acquitted of sexual harassment. He was convicted for indecent exposure.
Alrighty then.
There you go.
Yeah.
So who wins this week, Jake?
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, just the thought of my story is enough to make you cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, your stories just make you want to shake your head. I don't know. I don't know, it's a tough one this week. What do you think?
I don't know, I thought I had it going into this episode.
Yeah, like I said, cringe factor is just strong with my one, so. Sorry, I'm gonna go with mine.
Alright,
so once you're all done cringing, clutching your penises, let's move on to what we've been watching.
This sucks. Change it.
God, what the fuck you been watching, man?
I ain't been watching shit. The only thing I really watched this week was football games on Thanksgiving and football today. So, I've been busy.
What about Ash?
Obviously.
Okay, well...
But I didn't know if you had or not, so I didn't want to bring it up.
Yep, I have. So, throw a quick spoiler warning. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And let me just say, what the fuck, Ash? Versus Evil Dead? What the fuck?
I really don't think he's dead.
Yeah.
In the trailer, I swear I saw, like, the side of his, like, afro.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two there's only two episodes left in the season, so... Something makes me think that it's gonna be, like, Supernatural, the end of season two. Somebody's gonna make a bargain to bring him back or something like that.
Or they're just gonna do some voodoo shit. Who knows?
Yeah, the whole episode, I was thinking, yeah, somebody's going to die on this one. Who's it gonna be? The whole time I was really betting on Linda. Meanwhile, her whole family's basically dead now.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. You know, I saw when he cut him. I didn't think he cut that fucking deep.
Yeah, right. I mean, it just looked like just a little stomach wound, but nope.
It looked like maybe his guts were gonna spill out or something, but I didn't expect his whole upper body to fall off.
Right. That's one hell of a claw right there.
If they kill him, that's some real big balls, considering he's the number two on the show.
Right. And like I said, I was figuring the show's gonna do a Walking Dead and Game of Thrones and pull off a big character death. And wow, did they ever.
Well, we'll see soon.
Yep.
There's not a new episode on tonight, I don't think.
Really?
I think it's next week.
Why are they taking a week off?
I don't know.
Huh.
I said, I don't know. I think there could be a new episode on tonight. But I'm pretty sure it said, join us, like, in a week or some shit.
Okay. Ooh, looking at my fantasy, it looks like Odell Beckham's back.
He just caught a play to get a first down.
Alright. I've still got hope.
Well, I'm gonna go check the guide right now.
Okay, while you're checking that, I didn't watch too much this week, you know, with the holidays and all. But, yeah, when at the slow part of the holidays, me and my mom were watching some movies. Let's see, we watched this movie called Haunter with Abigail Breslin, where she's living in a house with her family and they're dead and they're basically reliving the same day every day, and she's the only one who notices. And she finds out there's a bunch of other families who've lived in this house that are going through the same thing. Yeah, it got very confusing, yeah, with all the time changes. Yeah, I don't know. I say it's maybe worth one watch. Then we'll watch an episode of that show, Black Mirror. And this episode had Bryce Dallas Howard from Jurassic World, where she lives in a future where everyone is pretty much judged by their social media. And if you got a social media rating of 4 and above, you're basically in the elite club. So she's just trying to get up, like, extremely high so she can get a house, but she keeps doing some fuck-ups that get her down. Yeah, it's kind of a boring episode. And, well, the last thing we watched was this movie called Blood-Sucking Freaks, about vampires in an office setting. It started off, like, a little light on comedy. Like, I mean, it was funny, but wasn't absolutely hilarious. But the more it went on, the more hilarious it got. So I'd say that's worth the watch. Alright, you find out anything?
It says airing December 4th.
Yeah, so, yeah, they are taking a week off. Well, yeah, maybe I'll get some more time to watch Game of Thrones now.
Okay.
Alright, so that's that. Yeah, sorry we're rushing this, but yeah, because of the holidays, I didn't get a chance to do the movies until, like, yesterday.
Yeah, well, with the holidays, I ended up fucking half-assing mine because, you know, I was rushing it going into Thursday.
Yeah, well, these movies really aren't that deep, so.
Yeah.
Alright. So, let's take a break. We'll start it off with me doing the first crank. But first, some music from the movie by this band called Refused. And then trailer, and then crank. We'll be right back.
My name is Chev Chelios, and today's the day that I die. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself.
I've been poisoned with some kind of Chinese synthetic. You gotta do something for me, Doc.
They gave you the Beijing cocktail. It's cutting off your adrenaline.
If you stop, you die.
Now, I've got 1 hour to settle the score. Say goodbye to my girl, and go out with a little style. All I have to do is stay alive long enough to make it happen.
Juice me.
Clear?
Where's Baron? I don't know where he is.
You're so stressed out. What's the matter?
I need to tell you something. I'm a professional hitman.
If you're gonna break up with me, at least you can tell me the truth.
Wait! Now, come on. You're supposed to be dead!
Your whole crew is history.
The unidentified man behind today's mayhem is making his last stand.
My name is Chev Chelios, and today's the day.
Look out, we're back with Crank from 2006, 7.0 rating on IMDb, directed by Mark Neville and Brian Taylor, who we saw a few weeks ago, actually, with Gamer.
I felt it had that, you know, Gamer feel to it, like the camera motion and everything.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Guys also did the second Ghost Rider movie and that one movie that came out a year ago, Vatican Tapes, which I heard nothing good about.
I've never even heard of it.
One of the guys is in that upcoming Officer Down movie, the one directed by Clown from Slipknot. And he's also on a recent episode of It's Always Sunny.
I can't wait for that to come back. Okay. January 4th, I think.
I think that's what I saw. Yeah, so we got Jason Statham in this movie. We got Amy Smart. We got Efren Ramirez, who I best know as Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. And
that's where he's from. He looks so familiar. I couldn't place him.
Right, I thought that too. And then I had to look it up like, holy shit, it's Pedro. Vote for Pedro. Alright, so this movie starts off. We get a POV of somebody waking up. And he's obviously a little confused. Goes over to his TV. There's a DVD on there that says, "Fuck you."
What is this shit? I wake up to a fuck you message?
Then we find out this man is Jason Statham as Chev Chelios. He puts the DVD in and from a guy named Ricky Verona. He doesn't like Chev a lot. He says that he knocked him out and injected him with something. Makes his heart stop if it go, heart rate goes down.
Are we spinning yet? All right, mate. Jello, how we doing, baby? Now you never call me no more? Now come on, what is that? Where's the love, huh? Now, how are you feeling? Because I have to guess that maybe you're feeling like shit right about now. Now you can't move too good, huh? You can't breathe too good. What the hell is the matter with you, dude?
wait.
What is this? Oh, fuck. Can you guess what this is? I bet you can, Chelios. Hold on, check this out.
Oh, this is playing sick, man. I must be the motherfucking genius of sick, you know? Poison Chelios in his sleep. That's like some Shakespeare or some shit. Whoo! Damn, you knocked this dude out pretty good. About to get you a spot on the Dodgers, son. Yeah. Understand what just happened. I just fucking killed you. You try not to embarrass yourself. Candid camera.
Oh, is this shit right here I gave you? This is some high-tech sci-fi Chinese synthetic. panic bullshit. I don't know exactly what the fuck is in this shit, dude. All I know is that once this shit has binded with your blood cells, you fuck it, baby, and believe me, it's done binded. Yeah, you got yourself about an hour max. Tick-tock. This shit has been real. You probably should have died twice before you whacked on, kid. Experience a little 2020 hindsight right about now, ain't you? You know what, that's all. And you have yourself a nice death. Asshole.
So, after this message ends, he is like crazy mode. I mean, he can't slow down whatsoever. I'd be dead if I had this injected into me.
I'm too fat, just let it take me.
And we find out this is all revenge for a hit that went down. We get a little flashback of him pointing a gun to this guy called Don Kim. So we're thinking, oh, this is a revenge. So he's freaking out, he's running over to his car, and he's putting the pedal to the metal. And when he's starting to slow down a bit, we see that it's kind of affecting him, like almost killing him. So when he puts it back to the metal, yeah, it goes up, and he is just energized. He ends up trying to call a few of his friends, like calls his girlfriend Eve, but she's not answering because she's probably the only person in 2006 that doesn't have a cell phone. I don't know, I think most people in 2006 had a cell phone. I don't know, I did. And he's trying to call his doctor, but we can see his doctor is getting some happy endings. And he calls his friend Pedro, and I guess Pedro's kind of a weird guy. Like, kind of a bit of a cross-dresser. So, his
don't deny it. He's gay.
I wasn't denying anything.
Just say it. He's gay.
Alright, he's gay.
There you go.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, there's a lot wrong with that.
Hey, come on now.
I have a problem with gay people, okay? I will admit it.
Alright, we're moving on. First stop is at a bar. He goes to find this guy, Orlando. And he's kind of holding him at gunpoint, and a bunch of guys are trying to get in, and he's like, no, he's a cool N-word.
Yo, this is a cool white nigga.
And I'm in my living room, which has some super thin walls, and I got a black neighbor, so I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, I have a ton of black friends. It's okay. I have like 16 cards on me. Let me just throw this one away now. Okay, now I got 15.
So, he's trying to find out where Verona is, and his heart rate starts going down again. He's kind of dying, so he asks Orlando for some coke. So he gets some coke and starts sniffing it, but it's not enough. He's like, I have to kick some black ass. That's what he does. And he gets back in his car. More running. He's calling Ricky, giving him some shit. Well, he finally gets a call from his doctor, telling him everything he needs to know. And this whole time, he's being chased by the cops. And the chase ends up going right into a mall.
Any familiarity?
And,
Brothers-ish?
Yeah. And a car ends up going onto an escalator. I just love the obvious green screen when he's on the car on the escalator. He ends up escaping, getting into a taxi, and telling the cab driver to crank up the music. And so he ends up...
He's jamming out to, like, some softcore rock or country-ish music.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot what the song was. Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah.
How fitting. And he ends up going to a convenience store just to rob it, just to get a bunch of energy stuff. Red Bull, Rockstar, those energy pills.
Uh-oh, I'm still sitting again.
God damn it. Well, I just saw Mariota throw a big bomb, and, he's still trying to call Eve, but she still won't answer. So, he goes over to his boss's place, because he's a former hitman, Carlito, and he ends up meeting him in the pool, trying to ask him for the antidote, but there's no antidote in there. So he just has to keep his heart rate going and going. So he gets back to the cab, and the old cab driver won't allow him back in because he's all wet. He doesn't want wet people in his car. So he throws the cab driver out and says, "He's Al-Qaeda!" And he ends up getting beat up by a bunch of old ladies.
He ends up, like, breaking his leg, too, if you hear it.
So, but Pedro calls him, says he saw Verona's bros, and he's right by a taco truck. That's racist. He's Mexican, and he's near a taco truck. Well, and, Pablo on this recent Evil Dead said he wanted to start a taco truck that also repairs computers, so... Was it Fitch and Chips? That's right. So he ends up going to where his brother is at and makes a scene so his brother has to follow him out to the alley. They end up fighting while some lover boy is playing. And Pedro comes and... Oh, I forget to mention what happens first before the fight. He's holding a gun out there and then Chev just ends up chopping off his hand. With the gun.
With a meat cleaver.
Yeah. Well, Pedro comes and tries to intervene in a fight. Guy's about to fuck him up. But, well, Chev's trying to shoot him. Well, the gun's been under some water, so it's not working.
Yeah, it's real smart to take your gun underwater.
Yeah, we learned that from, what was that? Yeah, shoot him up. That's right. But he ends up using the gun that has, that's attached to that hand that he just shot off, and shoots him dead. And then he ends up calling Verona shortly after, interrupting his BJ session and telling him that he killed his brother, and he's holding a little necklace that was given to them by their grandpa. And yeah, this really pisses Verona off, like, so much. Well, one of the things Jeff's doctor told him he needs to get is I wrote it down, but I'm not sure I got it right. Emperifrine.
Yeah. Epinephrine or something.
Yeah. These medicines have big, long names.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah. So he goes to a little shop in this hospital, but apparently he's not allowed to get this shit. But Chester Bennington of Linkin Park is right nearby, and he's telling them, "Hey man, nasal spray has all that shit." So he ends up stealing a lot of these nasal spray. And, well, he gets a security call on him, so he has to hide in this old man's room. Ends up stealing a hospital robe just to make him a little bit more incognito, but obviously doesn't help.
If it takes off his boxers. Fucking weird.
Yeah, so ladies and gay men, you get a lot of Jason Statham ass. He ends up finding these people just pushing a guy on a gurney, obviously an emergency, and one of these guys is Dennis from It's Always Sunny. And he ends up holding them at gunpoint, asking for all this shit, and they're just freaking out the whole time.
No, you motherfuckers have been there. I'm having a really bad day. Tell me you've got epinephrine on this fucking car.
What?
You alright?
I said tell me you've got epinephrine on
okay.
The car.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Get back! You understand fucking English?
I said epinephrine. I understand English. I just don't know which one
then
to
lose it.
Come on, lose! It's the fucking epinephrine!
Around the corner, I don't know where it is, man! What is this, a rest home?
What are you doing back there?
Oh, hurry up!
I can't
get a shot.
Get back! Well, I don't know if I have it. Give me a second here. I'm
looking well
at it
now.
What the fuck? Where's my fucking...
Oh!
My car!
What the hell?
What?
My car!
Yeah.
Drop your weapon now! What is this? What the hell do you think you're doing? This is a hop.
Shut up. You, give me the epinephrine. Don't even think about it!
Ibuterol, Scalaxin, Nexium. Lortab, epinephrine! Here it is! Here you go.
Give me that shit. Asshole. I'm gonna tell you again.
To it, all right? Just be quiet.
Juice me. Juice
do it. All right, come on!
Okay. I'm gonna go to a bed. I need both of them to give to me.
One, two, clear.
Get the fuck back!
He gets what he needs, but he needs Dennis to juice him up. So he grabs the paddles and then BAM! Knocks him right into the elevator and he ends up escaping through there. And then injects himself with all this shit and he takes more than he really needed. So he's going fucking crazy now, running around. His doctor calls him up and asking him about all the symptoms he has, including, do you have an erection? Looks down, yes I do. And he tells him that the shit is gonna wear off really soon, so he needs to be careful. He ends up walking by a bunch of people looking at a TV that has a news report about him, even the police sketch. And a guy notices him and but then looks down and sees his huge erection. He's like, hey, I want nothing to do with that now. So he ends up stealing a cop's gun just to steal his bike as well. And he decides to give himself a little bit more of an adrenaline rush by standing up on this bike. And as you can imagine, that ends up in a crash. When he wakes up, Eve finally calls back. So he's worried that Verona's gonna come to get her, so he has to get there first. Oh, he gets to her place, and yeah, she's in her undies. Yeah, she looks very good. And, you know, she's completely oblivious to what's going on. She keeps asking him to fix her microwave clock because she forgot to set it after daylight savings, which is something I never really fucking do. Hey, my computer and phone reset themselves after daylight savings. Those are the clocks I go by. Chev ends up putting his hand in the waffle iron just to give himself a more of a rush. Yeah, that'll do it, I'd say.
Yeah, let's cook our hand.
Well, a bunch of Verona's men are showing up and he's keeping her distracted while he goes and kills them. Like, dumping out all the contents of her purse, and while she's distracted, he ends up fighting one guy. He ends up shooting a bird of this old lady. And finally just kills him and throws him in the pool. But they get to Chinatown and he finally tells her the truth about what he does. That he's a hitman, but we find out that he didn't actually kill Don Kim. He was about to, but he decided just to not to. Yeah, Eve's kind of pissed off by all this. She's thinking, you know, this is all a ruse, that he wants to break up with her. So he's making up this story. But he starts dying again, and he realizes the best way to get an adrenaline rush right now is to make love to her. And he's trying to, but she's kind of refusing at first, but eventually they go at it in front of a shit ton of people who are just like, ooh, ah! We get a little titty, but I don't think it was hers, though. Yeah, that's the number one rule for nudity in movies. If the face is not in the same shot as the titties, it's a stunt tit. Which I don't understand why. I mean, Amy Smart showed her titties off in Road Trip, and then showed them off in that movie Mirrors with Kiefer Sutherland. Why not show off your titties here, or in the next movie? What the hell?
Maybe, wanted too much money.
You know, she's pretty hot in this scene, especially when he's, like, going from behind on her on a newspaper machine. Yeah, they're really going at it, but then Chev gets a call from Pedro, who says he sees Verona, but as we can see from the split screen, he's actually been kidnapped. So, while he's on his way on a cab, we see them all killing Pedro, like, complete overkill. Like, putting a bag around his head and then hanging him. Damn. So he gets to where he needs to be, Kim's shirt factory. While killing a lookout guy, he gets in and, well, this ain't Verona's man at all. It's Carlito's. Carlito just wants him to just quit what he's doing because he's making too much of a scene. Just then, Eve comes in with the elevator and once she's seen, it's like a total shootout just breaks out. Yeah, poor Pedro's body's being used as a human shield. Like, damn, poor Pedro. Getting fucked up even after death. After the chase, they get into a car, and then a car chase ensues. And he decides to give Chev a little bit more adrenaline rush by giving him Roadhead. And eventually, the other guys end up crashing the car, and he goes out and shoots them. And they stop by a hardware store, and he tells her to weigh out on the car, and... Well, she doesn't want to, and she sees what he's doing. He's, like, nailing some nails right into his leg. But just around this point, he finally gets a call from his doctor, who's finally available in his office. So they get there, and Doc is injecting a bunch of things, but he says this is only going to be a temporary fix. Not really a whole lot he could do, unless he gets an antidote. So he calls Verona up just to make him a deal about the necklace that he took from his brother, and Verona's getting pissed off, so he tells him to meet at Carlito's Hotel. They get to this hotel, and what a freaking weird, funky, artsy-fartsy hotel this is. Like, there's a bunch of, like, women doing weird things, and in the bathrooms they got, like, films of turtles fucking each other. So he gets in the elevator, and... After taking these pills recommended him by the doctor, this Asian man right next to him starts turning around and talking to him in many different voices, like his mom's voice and Verona's voice, eventually turns right into him.
Where did I go wrong?
Did you fucking just say something?
It's like talking to the wall. I'm amazed you remember you have a mother.
Please, I haven't got time for this.
You got no time, period.
Orlando?
You a persistent motherfucker, Chef Chelios. I'll give you that. They pop you and you just keep getting up.
I'm the Terminator.
You was that maybe, but there's a new gun in town.
No, I don't get it. Well, you just cut me up alive when you had the chance.
Too easy, motherfucker. Look at you. Bipolar, sadomasochistic tendencies.
Adrenaline junkie, addicted to violence. Carving up a guy like that while he screams in his own blood and excrement would be like a gift. Warrior's death. Hell, you'd probably get off on it. The hell are you, anyway?
I think
I'm starting to figure it out. Well, better late than never. Yeah, you know you're gonna die up there. Yeah, maybe. I'm taking you with me. Some pills, Doc.
Kind of weird. And then after this whole thing is done, the Asian man looks at him and is like, "Will you fucking say it on this thing?" So he finally meets up with Carlito and Verona, and he's pissing Verona off a lot by calling him Carlito's bitch. A bunch of his guns were taken, so he ends up making a little handgun motion and pointing at everybody who's laughing at him, of course, but... And he points it at this one guy. He actually does get shot, but it turns out that he brought with him Don Kim and all of his Chinese gang. So there's a major shoot going on. There's SWAT teams, there's news reports coming in, and Verona gets his fingers, like, shot off.
Yeah, he shoots him himself.
Oh, yeah. Well, Carlito and Verona try making the break for the escape copter. When Chev chases them up there, Verona ends up injecting him with something, a little bit more of that poison, but he ends up shooting Carlito, then getting on the copter, but Chev ends up hanging on, and there's a huge fight on this copter with Chev, like, barely hanging on out there, and eventually it ends up with them both falling out, and while they're fighting in the midair, he ends up breaking his neck, and he's looking down, realizing he's pretty much done for. Takes out his cell phone to call Eve one more time, who, of course, is not at the phone. So he leaves her a nice heartfelt message and hangs up. Lands right on a car, bounces off, and then on the ground. Yep, he's dead. No way they can make a sequel right now.
He's not dead. He blinked his eyes.
I guess.
Then you see it?
Trying to make a joke here.
Well, yeah, it's not landing.
Yeah, whatever. So, we roll credits right there. Quick rundown. I just wanted to make it quick. Just kind of like the movie. You know, just fast-paced as possible. So, Scott, what do you think of this?
This was a pretty good movie. I really didn't know what to expect going into it, but there was a lot of fucking action in this movie. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go pretty good with this one.
Yeah. I mean, not really a whole lot we can say about this. This is totally not like something like The Exorcist or The Shining, something you could just try to pick apart scene by scene. No, this is just action, action, action. Little bit of downtime, not too much.
But it knows what it is.
Yes, exactly. And ridiculous action, too. Movie does not take itself seriously at all. Not really too much you can say about it. Just kind of a movie you got to turn your brain off just to watch. So, I'm going to go with a pretty good as well.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, come back, and I will be running down Crank High Voltage.
Charged to keep it pumping. If you can get hold of your heart, I'm reasonably sure I can put it back in.
Just
That's just me.
I'm so confused. Where have you been? I thought you were dead.
Ah, oh, that wasn't right, was it? Ah. Hola, Chip.
Should I duck?
Yeah. You're gonna tell me exactly who's got more heart. I'm running on empty, Doc.
Find someone to rub against. It causes static electricity.
He treated me like his hot little whore.
Hey, that's a little too much information.
They got what you need in pristine working condition.
So this is how it is.
Unidentified man is responsible for the explosion of mayhem, murder, and lewd behavior that has swept Los Angeles.
I know how this game works.
Your associates have taken something of value to me. I intend to get it back.
Crank 2.
Those things aren't designed for strenuous activity.
Tell me about it.
And we are back. I am talking Crank 2 High Voltage. It's a 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb. It came out on April 17th, 2009. And I don't want to hear shit because I gave you the higher rated one.
Okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't say anything.
Well, we got Jason Statham and Amy Smart coming back to reprise their roles. So, this movie starts out exactly where the first one left off. Jeff, he ends up getting taken away in a rape van, basically. And we see him being operated on. They end up taking his heart out. And, yeah, this pretty much knocks him out. You know, we see some Asian guy come in and start fucking with him.
Yeah,
he
like...
spits inside of him, dumps some ash on his heart and shit.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
Yeah, no. Well, then some docs come in and say, you know, they're gonna end up taking his dick next. He doesn't like this. He says, fuck no. So he ends up fucking knocking these doctors out. Well, he heads down the hall, grabs some clothes, and heads out. Well, he ends up trying to call someone, but no one's gonna answer. So, he has to try to sneak out of this building, but ends up having to shoot his way out. And, he ends up shoving a shotgun up some dude's ass to try to get information about where his heart is.
The only disappointing thing about that scene is that there was no payoff. I was hoping for a trigger to be pulled there.
Yeah, that... I don't know, I think that would have... made this movie a lot better. Well, yeah, pretty much he learns that he has to shock himself to stay alive now. So he calls Doc, asking what he needs to do. Doc says stay charged. Jeff, he ends up crashing this car that he was in and asks these Latino dudes for a jump. Well, they end up giving him a jump. He's got a fucking... cable on his nipple and one on his tongue, and that's pretty much the poster for this movie.
Oh yeah.
So he gets directions and he fucking runs and runs and runs to this place that he's going to, and he gets inside and he starts fucking throwing people out the windows, like left and right. Well, there's some Asian bitch. She keeps trying to fuck Jeff, but, you know, he ain't having any of that.
What you two fuckers looking at?
Get lost, bitch.
Fuck you! Missed you. Make Kevin Costner. He's gonna beat you up.
What?
Where's Joni Fang?
You looking to get your ass killed, dog?
You asked for it? He's gonna tap your ass.
Wrong expression.
You ain't tapping my head.
You got a cupcake? Fucking no bowler for me today, thanks.
That's my ride!
What the fuck? I'm clean like a baby.
What's that, fucking Cantonese? I'd rather stick my dick in a blender.
You want sticky? Sticky. Hey! I know where Johnny Wong go! Ha! You need me. You need me like Winnie Houston, dude.
Johnny Van.
Yes.
Where?
He ends up having to head to a strip club where this guy Vang is hanging out, and he's the guy with his heart. Well, there's some other people there. Oh shit, Giants touchdown, and I messed it. You see what you made me do, Jake?
Yeah. Did you see who scored it?
No. But my phone did. Dee Harris.
Damn it.
Well, this is where Eve is, and Jeff sees this, and now they get a little acquainted again. It's been 3 months, as of right now, in the time period from when he landed on the car. So, they start trading some bullets with the gang inside, and, you know, the cops, they end up showing up, and, Jeff, he's weak now, and they start fucking pounding on him, and they end up tasing him, and he starts kicking some serious ass. And there's another hooker in the fucking car, and he ends up hearing that, you know, Vang, he's probably at the dog track or the horse track, whatever it is. And, yeah. And they end up getting stopped by a bunch of porn stars who, I guess, you know, want more money than what they're already making.
Yeah, even Ron Jeremy there.
Well, he ends up running off and gets this shock collar put on him. And he keeps complaining, you know, hit the fucking button.
Man, cool fact right here. One of the guys was Maynard James Keenan of Tool and A Perfect Circle.
What does that mean?
That guy was the lead singer of Tool and A Perfect Circle. What else would that mean?
Oh. One of the gay brothers, Venus, brother Pablo, or Pedro, shows up and saves Chev's ass, pretty much. And, this guy, he's got, like, body Tourette's or some shit, and he shakes uncontrollably all the time.
Like, more than shakes. I think shakes is a of an understatement. He's like twitching
jerks
like crazy. Yeah.
Well, they get to the racetrack, and fucking Chev, he ends up running or rubbing up against people. He ends up rubbing against Chester Bennington from Lincoln Park again. He's like, dude, what the fuck? And he ends up finding this old lady, and he just starts rubbing uncontrollably against her.
Basically dry humping her.
Yeah. And Eve, she shows up and takes him away, and it does not take long before they are fucking on the field. In front of everybody. They're all cheering for him. Yeah!
We even get some blurred penetration, too.
Yeah, makes you wonder, did they actually fuck?
I doubt that.
Well, you never can tell. Eve, she ends up getting sprayed away with water, so Jeff, he ends up chasing Vang out of there. But he ends up escaping. So some Asian guy shows up, and Jeff calls him Jeeves. And, you know, he gives Chev some more info about where his heart is actually going. And it's going to some, like, old Asian guy who's, like, running their clan or whatever. And, they're gonna kill him, but he grabs a SMG and fucking mows everybody down in the
limo. Oh, yeah, this guy's Don Kim, the guy he was supposed to kill at the first movie.
Oh, there you go, feeding facts.
Yeah. Who's now turning on him.
Yeah. Well, he ends up shocking himself against the fucking, like, a transformer. And, well, we get a news report about Chev's actions at the dog park, and the old lady's just like, he used me, like his dirty little whore or something. Well, we see criminal dude from earlier. He's got, like, tattoos all over his face and arms and shit. And as a punishment for letting Chev get away, he ends up having to fucking cut off his nipples.
Ugh.
And the one dude, he's like, how about you just put some Band-Aids over it? I don't think Band-Aids will really do the job, but...
Yeah, I'd say so.
Eve, I guess she gained a new boyfriend on the side, and she ends up beating his ass. She goes down an alleyway and ends up getting arrested. Well, Venus ends up calling Orlando about some guy called the Ferret. And, yeah.
Isn't this where we get that quick glimpse of that ferret, like, rubbing its balls or something?
Yeah. Well, Chev, he ends up getting, like, a battery for his heart. And, we see Vang and... Holy shit, I really fucked these notes up. Like I said, I did these last minute on Wednesday expecting to do them soon. Well, Chev sees Vang and chases him down. And, you know, there's a shootout. And they end up running out of ammo. So they run into, like, this Transformer park. And Chev, he gets juiced, like, no fucking tomorrow. And we see, like, them getting into a fight, and they're, like, both giants.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, the Godzilla-type movies.
Or, like, what reminded me of was Power Rangers, the two guys and the fake scenery at the bottom.
Yeah, that too. Well, it's basically doing a bunch of Japanese stuff, basically.
Well, Chev, he finally gets the box, and his heart is not in there. Did you actually see what was in it?
No, I didn't. In fact, they're talking about what kind of sick fuck are you having this? Probably a penis or something like that.
Yeah, it's never really explained. Well, Chev, he gets a call from the doc, and his heart is in the old guy already. So we see the old man, and he's looking real youthful and everything, you know, he's trying to bang some hookers.
Yeah, and it's David Carradine, and he's just playing some very offensive, stereotypical Asian right now.
Oh. Yeah, the docs ended up sending out dark chocolate to go get him.
Oh, wasn't it during the shootout before the whole Transformer scene where we saw Dennis again, or was that later?
Yeah, I think so. Dennis is in therapy, and, you know, he's saying every time I close my eyes, I see the man with the gun. And then, you know, the lady, she's, you know, trying to get him amped up sexually, it seems like.
Yeah.
He stands up and says, I'm gonna start my life, and then he gets shot right in the face.
And she ends up throwing up.
It's completely normal to be freaked out when someone has a gun at your head. I would have shit myself.
Still have nightmares.
Everybody has nightmares. The point is, by coming here and talking with me, you made a choice to confront your issues and lick them.
I can't even leave my fucking apartment. I every time I go up to leave the door, I see the guy with the gun.
I'm having a really bad day.
Tell me you got epinephrine in this fucking car.
Think about it like this, Angelson. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You gotta go out and enjoy it. Knock back a couple of beers. Hit a titty bar.
Excuse me?
Have some smelly snatch rubbed in your face. You gotta get out there, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go out there and tackle the world.
No, don't tackle the world. Tackle a fucking whore. Get your dick wet.
Yeah.
Dip your wick into life a little bit. Have some fun.
Yeah. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna floss my teeth with some pubes.
Oh, now you're on it.
Thanks, doctor.
Oh, my pleasure.
No. The pleasure's all mine. I'm done with fear.
My life begins today.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best part of the movie right there.
So, Dennis gets shot right in the head. Well, we see Chev. He's a kid. You know, he's on this TV show, and he's a pretty much a troublemaker. And, you know, we learn a little bit about his childhood.
How are you today, Chev?
I'm golden, sir.
Your mum tells me that you've been getting into quite a bit of trouble. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Regretfully, that's true.
What kind of trouble?
Fighting, talking back, pinching.
Pinching what?
Televisions, stereo components, books from a library.
That's not all.
No, sir. Also, a tool from a restaurant and one car.
A toy car?
No, sir. A BMW Z1.
People, all right. I hear you've been having quite a bit of trouble at school, too.
Nothing I can't handle, sir. I have a lot of piss and vinegar.
He's hyperactive.
Oh, shite, Mum!
You want to watch your dirty little mouth, son?
We tried giving him Ritalin, but...
Chev?
I sold it.
With all this energy, you've never thought about, I don't know, trying out for sports?
To run.
Chef, where's Dad?
I never met the wanker. He died before I was born.
What do you think he'd say if he saw you acting out like this?
Dunno, sir.
If he were here now and he asked you, why the bloody hell do you do the things you do, son? What would you tell him?
Dunno, sir. Bald, I guess.
Bald, he guesses.
Bald.
Shut up.
We're gonna take a short break now. But when we return, we are gonna find out what makes you tick, little man.
And it's a little later. Chev, you know, he's getting dragged behind a boat. This fucking criminal dude ends up pissing, and, you know, Chev, he's not liking any of this. So, Venus ends up meeting that Asian bitch from earlier, and it seems like they have already been acquainted. She's being interrogated, and, you know, she ends up making bail. And Chev, he goes to meet the guy who's trying to kill him. His name is, like, El Huron or some shit. And Chev, he's pretty fucking weak again. You know, they took the battery from him and whatnot. So they end up whipping him, like, no tomorrow. And this all happens in front of fucking Ricky Verona. Like, his head. Yeah. They're keeping his brain alive so that he can see this.
Yeah. A little far-fetched, but for this movie, I guess not so much.
Well, Orlando, Venus, and their gang show up to El Huron's, and there is a fucking shootout. Well, Chev, he ends up running off to, like, the side and ends up climbing a transformer post, whatever you want to call it. And he ends up juicing so much that he gets set on fire. And he ends up beating Huron to death. He fucking punches him in the face so many times. He throws him in the water with Verona. And Asia bitch comes up behind him. And he kisses her, sets her ass on fire.
Yeah, he's like hallucinating that she's Eve or something.
Yeah, and he turns around, faces the camera, gives you the bird. And this is all, like, fucking CGI, real bad, too. And we roll credits with Doc performing a heart transplant, and it was successful.
Yeah, first we don't think so. They think it's all a failure, but then just as they all leave, we see his eyes opening. He looks all burnt up.
And then, he didn't say anything, I don't think.
Nope.
And, during the credits, you know, we get, like, bloopers and shit.
Yeah.
So, Jake, what did you think?
Well, replace the heart condition with something different. Other than that, his basically the same type of movie, but again, for this type of movie, you're not looking for a well-structured story or anything. You're just looking for some balls-to-the-wall action with a bunch of crazy shit thrown in between. Yeah, like I said, our explanations for these movies aren't going to be, like, long and thought out, because these are pretty much what you're getting with these movies.
You know, it's not like you're... It's nothing you haven't seen before.
Right. So, I still had a good time. Again, best scene in the movie is Dennis getting shot right in the face. So, I'd say another pretty good one.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't think this one held up as much as the first one did. But, you know, it was still enjoyable. The only reason I say that is just because a lot of it was, like, all made-up shit. Like, even the fact that they brought Verona's head back, you know, that was really dumb. But, you know, it's still an enjoyable watch. I mean, I don't know. I'd say pretty good, too.
Yeah. Wonder if they're going to make a Crank 3. It's been 7 years since this movie, so I don't know.
Well, it's been, 6 years since they made Goon. They're coming out with a new one next year.
I thought it was a little shorter than... Didn't that come out in 2012?
I thought it came out in 2009. Or 2010. Something like that.
And stand by. Yeah, 2011. Okay.
Alright, so 5 years. Yeah. Still.
Yeah, it's coming out next year, so 6 years. So, yeah, maybe there's still a chance for Crank 3. Yeah, who knows? I'd be down for it.
Yeah, I mean, come up with something a little different than what you did with the first two.
Yeah, because it seems this chef guy is just unkillable.
Maybe end up actually killing him?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, during that elevator sequence in the first movie, somebody's asking him, "What are you, Michael Myers?" Alright. Yeah, like I said, not deep front downs, not deep thoughts, because not very deep movies.
Yeah, they're not. It's not too much to, you know, go off of.
Yeah, I guess we chose a great episode for kind of a rushed one.
Well, I mean, it's kind of just a, you know, kind of relaxed episode after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, good point.
And at least we're not doing, like, fucking The Shining now.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. Alright.
So, is that all we gotta say?
I guess so.
Alright. Do we, should we take a break?
Alrighty.
Now, everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing, grab your body. Woo! Put your right hand out, give a firm handshake. About that one big break. Spread your ear pollution, both far and wide. Keep your contributions by your side.
Stroke me, stroke me.
Could be a winner, boy, and move quite well.
Stroke me, stroke me. Stroke me, stroke me.
You got your number down.
Yeah.
joke. Don't you take no chances. Keep your eye on top. Do your fancy dances. You can't stop, you just
can't stop me.
We're back. Feedback? Why do I even bother asking at this point?
Yeah, feedback? What's that?
Although, I am making a proposal. Stan, if you're still listening to this. Okay, you're only up 17 points on me so far. There's still plenty of football left to play. I only got 2 players playing right now. I'm afraid to ask the status on Odell right now.
He's fine.
Okay. But then, if I beat you, you have to write in.
Okay.
That's my proposal. And if you end up beating me, well, yeah, you could. You don't have to. Even though you might do so anyway in bragging, but yeah. That's my proposal, Stan.
So, maybe we should give him some feedback. Or some feedback. Maybe we should tell him what we're doing next week so he can
get an idea to write in.
Yep. Even though I doubt he's seen any of these movies, but whatever. But for other listeners, in case they want to leave feedback, well, even though November will be done by the next time we record, we're still going to wrap up Action Months. We're going to end it with some more action stars we haven't done before. I am doing one of my favorite action stars, Jean-Claude Van Damme, with the movie Street Fighter. Yes, the one based on the video game. So, yeah, another video game-based movie. Hope it goes over better than the last one we did, Super Mario Brothers. I mean, it's another one I haven't seen in a long-ass time, so guess we shall see.
And I will be doing a futuristic sci-fi action movie called The One, starring Jet Li and Jason Statham.
Yeah, I was about to ask if... I'm pretty sure I've seen this movie twice. I was wondering if Statham was in it. I think I remembered him being in it.
He's pretty young, so...
Yeah, probably before he broke out. What was his breakout movie?
Maybe it was the one. Who knows?
Yeah, it probably was Transporter. That was it.
All right. I'm not even gonna say our feedback thing because nobody fucking cares.
Unholymofos@gmail.com.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, you said you weren't saying it.
Didn't mean you had to.
Oh, Jason Statham in that upcoming Meg movie, that Killer Shark movie. So yeah, we're gonna get Jason Statham versus Killer Shark.
If it even gets fucking made.
It looks like it's in production. Oh, it's got Rainn Wilson in it. So Jason Statham and Dwight Schrute versus Killer Shark. I'm in. Okay, so Jake the Snake 54 on Twitter.
I'm holding
off for one. Quick little episode for you to listen to if you choose to or not. Whatever.
Well, the can always be tens.
It was actually our plan all along to make it fast-paced like these movies. We've been injected. We can't make the episodes go any slower. But now they're slowing down. Now we gotta die to death right now. Until the next time when we come alive for Street Fighter and The One. Peace out.
Well... if you don't leave us feedback... oh, never mind. My fucking volume was off. Yeah, later, fuckers.
Innocence and regrets and charity laced with a lie. Still we keep hoping to fix all the defects and strengthen these seminal ties. We go on together, for better or worse. Our history is too real to hate. Now and forever, we stay until morning and promise to fight for our fates. Still clearing, we're never afraid, and the consequence opens the door. I've never stopped trying, I've never stopped feeling like family is much more than blood. Don't go on without me, the beast that I represent complements each and every one. Till we
Thanksgiving, well, cousins with the kids were not present, so youngest person at the gathering was 19, so He ended up playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, I saw that post.
Yeah. Got to teach my mom and dad and aunt and uncle some colorful new words.
Like what?
Well, at one point, you know, we're thinking of Pershing cards because we didn't have any good ones. My mom's like holding up this one card. She's like, I don't even know what this one means. Do you know? And she shows me the card and it says queefing.
I don't know what that means.
Queefing, that's when the vagina builds up so much air and ends up releasing it. So, basically kind of a vagina fart.
Like what Meg does with Stewie in the bathtub.
Yeah. And also teach them the word bukkake.
Oh my god. There's a word that your mom wants to know.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't end up telling them, but had them look it up.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what it means. I'm just going to have you go look it up. I don't think I can describe it to you.
Yeah.